Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. And Veronica is out and about this evening, so she will not be joining us. But if this is your first time tuning in, we thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us this Thursday evening. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that I started in 2007, and it's all about helping women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Now, Veronica McMillan is the CEO of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, and she helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. If you're a longtime listener, we want to thank you so very much. We truly enjoy our broadcast, and we would not still be on the air if you weren't listening, so thank you again. Tonight, we're going to have a special guest who's going to join us in just a little bit, and while we're waiting for our guest, I just want to share a few things with you about what's going on in our little world over here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We have a plethora of things happening. And so if you're ready to talk and listen, I'm ready to share some things with you. We are actually really excited about some of the events that are happening throughout Hampton Roads. And on April the 20th, Veronica and myself will be, along with Nathan Richardson, at the 35th Street venue, where we will actually be hosting a workshop for poets, writers, and anyone who's in the arts. And if you want more information about that, you can contact me after the show or go to my page on Facebook. And so I'm going to introduce our special guest. Dr. Allen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. Tonight we have the pleasure, once again, it's been a year, and you all who've been following the show might remember that Dr. L. Allen Sr. was on our show last year about this time, and he is here again in Hampton Roads to promote this wonderful program that he and his team have put together. So, Dr. Allen, I'm going to have you tell everybody who you are and what you're doing in Hampton Roads in the coming weeks.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Incorporated. We are a nonprofit, all hymn lovers, and our goal, mission, and aim is to shape and impact the future of effective worship, which is the preservation of the hymn culture. And we do this through a series of seminars, workshops, presentations, and classes in various conferences held around the and internationally. And the next conference is going to be held in Norfolk, Virginia, at Deliverance Christian Center, April 24th through 26th. So it's right around the corner.
Absolutely. So this is wonderful. Now, last year, I know that you brought the program to Hampton Roads, and I know it was a success from everything that I heard about it. I was not able to attend, but I surely was listening and looking out to hear what everybody was saying about it. So tell us, how has the audience response been to this actual wonderful program?
Well, actually,
Dr. Allen, you're fading out on me. Because I could not hear your last reply.
Okay.
Can you repeat that for me, please? I'm sorry.
I said, I'm actually in Norfolk tonight. I drove up to Norfolk from North Carolina for a meeting with the steering committee to help finalize plans for a conference. There's a tremendous buzz. We've got a lot of good things planned. We've got Dr. James Forbes coming this year to teach a leadership class to the pastors. He's going to talk about theology and hymns. We've got Dr. Herbert Jones, a friend of mine from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's coming in to teach vocal technique. And, of course, Dr. Omar Dickinson from Hampton University is going to be back with us again. And Pastor Cassandra Elliott from Greensboro, North Carolina, is going to be back. She was with us on last year. We are adding a new component this year called Shaping the Millennial Myth. Hymns for Us. Hymns for Us is for the millennial crowd because we have a component called Hymns for Them for the youth. And the millennials wanted to get in. They say, don't leave us out. We like hymns too. So we've got a complete component for the millennials this year. That's going to be interesting. And then the Hymns for Them component is back again with the kids. So we've got something for everybody this year.
Wonderful. It sounds so exciting. So I know it's several days of different workshops and different training. So can you give us which days you're going to, what day you're going to start and what day you're going to end and just fill in between?
We start on Wednesday, April 24th. We open on Wednesday with workshop classes. We've got about eight different offerings. Like I said, we have something for everybody. It's not just for singers. It's for everybody that's involved in the worship experience. We have a class that covers just about every area of the worship experience. And this year would be the first year that we actually offer leadership training for pastors. We teach the musicians, we teach the singers, we teach the worship leaders, we engage our youth. And like I said, this year we're going to have a special component for the millennials. Of course, hymn singing every night. The break Wednesday and Thursday, April 24th and 25th. And then on Friday night, we have a panel discussion. And we've invited some dignitaries from around the area to come and be a part of the panel. And questions will be posed from the moderator as well as from the audience to pastors and other guest panelists to help solve problems in the churches and worship communities in the surrounding area. And it gives the participants to actually hear from the community leaders. So we'll try to address all the concerns surrounding the worship experiences and how we can continue to keep hymns in the forefront of our worship experiences.
That's wonderful. And I know that this is near and dear to your heart. And so just tell the audience, when did you start this particular program and the reason why you started it?
Well, the actual hymn conferences started about 5 years ago. This is the third year for Hymns for Him as the nonprofit organization. So we're doing our second year here in Hampton Roads. This is the second year. This is our third year in the Greensboro High Point area. That conference is going to be the week following the conference here in Norfolk. And actually the same clinicians will be facilitating that conference there in North Carolina. So the organization is 5 years old. This is be our third year in the Virginia, North Carolina region. And the conference will actually be moving internationally to Africa in 2020. So We're expecting really big things for. Yes, it's like really exploding. I'm finding that more people are embracing the concept of not letting the hymn die. So we're pushing every effort on our part to make sure that the hymns are not obsolete.
Oh, wonderful. That is so good to hear. I love hymns, and I thoroughly enjoy all kinds of music. And so I know that you said this is for everybody. So can you tell us what would make somebody come out to learn about Hymns for Him if they love other kind of music other than hymns?
Well, one of the misconceptions about the conference is we want people to only sing hymns in the worship experience, and that's not true. Because it takes all kinds of music. I'm a gospel music lover. I'm a gospel music composer and writer. I just happen to have a rich hymn background and a love for hymns. I grew up in a church with a rich tradition of hymns, and I just never wandered away from it. But a church needs the kind of music that caters to its congregation. So that might be Christian contemporary, it might be traditional gospel, it might be anthems, it might be spirituals. There are all different kinds of genres of music that may be appropriate in the worship experience. While there is nothing more effective than the hymns, they can all be incorporated and integrated depending on the makeup of the congregation. I just feel like that the hymn should always be a part of every worship experience. A lot of times, because people haven't been exposed to the hymn, they don't know that the hymn can be effective in any kind of worship experience. And one of the components that we advocate in the conference is the young people, the hymn won't be preserved if it's not passed on to the young people. So what we do is we invite young people to be a part of the conference about the hymns. I personally don't like that music because I don't understand it. I can't understand a word they're saying when they're rapping. So we don't like what we don't understand.
That's
so if somebody taught me what the message is in rap music, I probably would grow to embrace it depending on the positivity of the message. So that's the same way it is about hymns. People that don't embrace the hymn probably don't understand the message of it. And there is no more profound message about the greatness of God and the love of God than in our hymns. So that has to be taught and especially passed on to our young people if the hymn is going to be preserved. And it has to be passed on to people that just don't know. So it's an educational process. So the whole concept of hymns for him is about education, educating the person that just does not know the roots of the hymn tradition. And then hymns for him came about because there are songs in the hymn book that are not hymns about God. They're hymns, but they're not hymns about God. So our avocation is about hymns that are about God. Your songs like My Country Tales of Thee and the National Anthem, they're hymns, but they're not hymns to God. They're not hymns for Him, but they are hymns. So we distinguish that kind of, we distinguish those kinds of facts in the conference when we talk about what a hymn is and what a hymn is not. So that's just an example of the educational component of what we do. And then we not only talk about the singing component, because worship itself is not necessarily singing. We have attached singing to worship, and that's a misconception. Worship has very little to do with singing. Worship is about relationship, not so much about music. So we're going to shape the culture of worship, we have to teach what worship really is. So we talk about worship at the conference, that's as much as we talk about the hymn itself. And then we can't talk about the hymn or worship without talking about singing and vocal technique. So it's a learning experience that has more to offer than the title of the conference actually suggests, that we only going to talk about hymns.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So that is so great information, and I encourage our young people to participate in this wonderful conference. It's going to be 3 days. Now, can you give us the times that the actual conference and workshops will start?
Well, we start registration every evening at 5:30. We actually open every session in the evening at 6 p.m. with a hymn sing. We all gather in the sanctuary of the church at Faith Deliverance Christian Center at 1010 East 26th Street in Norfolk. We all gather in the sanctuary. You know, somebody gets on the pen, somebody gets on the organ, and we just sing great hymns of the church. We sing about 3 or 4 of the great hymns of the church. We have a wonderful song leader that's coming from Richmond, Virginia, going to lead us in some traditional hymns, and we do that to open every session. And then we'll have a plenary session where everybody together has like a 45-minute presentation from one of our guest clinicians before every session, and that's at 6:15. That's about a 45-minute session. And then we go into breakouts at 7 o'clock, and there are 2 breakout sessions every evening. So you can get at least 2 classes in every evening, and then on Friday evening, we have a panel discussion, and then we have our closing ceremony where the kids actually do a presentation of the things that they have learned in their sessions.
Wonderful. And so you did give the location. Yes, sir. Could you give that again, the Faith Deliverance Church and the location?
Christian Center, yes. That's Faith Deliverance Christian Center. Yes, that's 1010 East 26th Street, Norfolk, Virginia. The pastor there is Pastor Sharon Riley.
All right. And is there a fee or a registration fee or to attend?
Yes, the registration fee is only $20. You can register online at www.hymnsforhim.org, or you can register on site. But registration is only $20 per person. And
registration
for kids is only $10.
Okay. All right. And so would they have to?
Registration is $10.
Yes, register each night or just one registration?
No. That covers the whole week.
Wow.
That $120 covers the whole 3-day conference. Yes.
Oh my goodness! So that is wonderful, and so that sounds like something that's affordable. And so I want everybody that's listening to the show tonight, I want you to spread the word about Hymns for Him and tell everybody how they can register. Now, Dr. Allen, you brought up something that we talked about last year because I caught you off guard a little bit, so I'm going to do it again this year if I can. The Timeless Gospel Music Classic, No Greater Love. Ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful song was penned by Dr. Allen. And it has been recorded 12 times by various artists. So, Dr. Allen, can you tell me about that particular song and what it means to you? And I know, again, that, you know, we talked about the hymns being dear to your heart. I know this is something that's near and dear to you.
Well, I tell people all the time, whenever I conduct a writing class, a songwriting seminar, I tell everybody that the reason music has longevity is lyrical content. And, of course, when you write music based on truth, the Bible says that heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word is going to always stand. So word-based music has longevity. The music that lasts 6 months is usually not word-based music. It's usually music centered around a strong melodic beat or infectious line, infectious rhythm, maybe one line that's catchy. But music that has longevity is usually music that's centered around the word of God. And no great love is just simply John 3:16. It's just simply for God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Just simply John 3:16. So I can't take credit for writing it because that was here before I got here. I can't take credit for that. But melodically and musically, I was just sitting in choir rehearsal one day, and I told the choir, sing this. And then by the time rehearsal was over, we come up with the song. And I did not know the impact of the song until I taught it to the Worship of America in 1986. Mm-hmm. And the response that we got, I was completely blown away at the response from the choir after rehearsing 3.5 hours in the middle of the day. At the last song of rehearsal, the people didn't want to go home, and actually I only taught the chorus, Jesus Went to Calvary, at the last song, and people didn't want to go home. So I didn't really know. It was not my intention to sit down and write it. Sit down with the intentions of writing a hit song, need a commercial life. I don't write music to record. I don't write music to make a record. I always wrote music for Sunday morning. I was a church boy that wrote music to fit the service on Sunday morning. And it was not the intent for it to be recorded 12 times, for it to be, for folk to be saved 40 years later. So it was a tremendous blessing. And it's something that you just can't take credit for it. I mean, it's the Lord's doing. I'm grateful to be on this end of it. But it's been a tremendous blessing, and I'm still awestruck about it. I mean, every time somebody does it, and I promise this time of year, I hear it more than sometimes I've seen somebody last. I'm really tired of it and don't know it. But it's still awe-inspiring to me for people to still be singing No Greater Love after 40 years. It's amazing to me for it to still have the impact that it has. But I give the credit to it being the infallible word, John 3:16.
Yes, sir.
And not so much my composition abilities.
Well, and I know you don't want to take credit for it, but it says something about someone who can put music to the words, and even though they're God-given words, and have that longevity. And I love your story, and that's why I bring it up every time I talk to you. And I was like, I know we're supposed to be talking about him for him, but I gotta talk about this No Greater Love, you know. So and I hope you
I
don't mind, you know, cause, okay.
I was having an interview last week, and it came up, and interviewer was like, oh, you're just being modest. I said, I promise you, this is my story every time I talk about No Greater Love, because sometimes we get so wrapped up in our abilities and we get so wrapped up in our skill. Sometimes we get wrapped up in our skill and our will, and it's so easy for us to take credit for our accomplishments and for what we do. And I just always try to make it a point. I love having skill. I love having this gift. I really appreciate the gift. I think my name, I was named David for a reason. And,
yes, sir.
I constantly give God thanks for choosing me.
Yes. So that is wonderful.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. But I'm still also.
That is wonderful. And
that I like.
Yes. That is really, really wonderful.
It's all inspiring. Yes.
Yes, sir. So, I know that we only have about 5 minutes. You know, these 30 minutes go by so quickly when I'm enjoying the interview and listening to all the wonderful things that you have to say about your wonderful program. And so we just want to do a quick overview, and I'm going to let you do that. And so tell our audience, you know, where it's going to be, when it's going to start, and all that good stuff. Because, you know, we have to keep repeating things so people can sink in, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I want to first want to invite the audience to come out for Hymns for Him Conference 2019. It's going to be held 4/25 and 26 at Faith Deliverance Christian Center, 1010 East 26th Street, Norfolk, Virginia, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, starting at 6 o'clock every evening. Registration is $20 per person for adults, $10 for youth. And by the way, the youth registration includes a snack every evening. So we look forward to the youth coming out to share in the conference as well. There's something for everybody. It's not just for singers and musicians. Hymns were actually written for the congregation. So congregations need to be a part of this conference as well. There's a lot for you to gain from participating. I personally invite everybody to come. Pastors need to be here. Dr. James Forbes will be here to leadership instruction for pastors. We invite everybody to come out. Deliverance Christian Society, people.
That is wonderful. And so just in case you missed it, it's going to be April the 24th. The workshop is going to start, which is that Wednesday, and it's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so, Dr. Allen, is there anything else you want to tell the listening audience about the program before we go? Okay, I might have lost Dr. Allen, but I'm going to repeat the end time. It's going to be April the 24th, 2019. The workshops are going to start. It's only $20. So please tell all of your church members, your friends and family, they don't have to belong to a church to come out and be a part of this great, great conference. It's going to be 3 nights of workshops. They start, the doors will open at 5:30. And the actual programs will start at 6 p.m. So like Dr. Allen said, there's something for everyone. And I really appreciate Dr. Allen coming on the show tonight. And I want you all to support this great, great organization. Dr. Allen is a musician, extraordinary skills and talented, and a very fine temperament. I've had the pleasure of meeting him in person. And I really love his spirit, and I love what he's doing in the community. He has a great team to support him here in Hampton Roads. My good sister, Frances Knight, she's a part of the team, and Miss Nikki Curry, she's doing PR. So please, please, please support them. It's only $20. Go out and let's show up and show out for the Lord. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with me tonight on the Issues Concerning Women radio show. My co-host is not with me tonight, and I miss her immensely, Ms. Veronica McMillan. So if you want to get in touch with her, you can call Veronica or contact her better with email. So let's talk Veronica@gmail.com or go to the website, www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. www.francinehumphrey.org. Or if you want to get in touch with me after this show, it's Francine Humphrey, and you can reach me at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to my webpage at issuesconcerningwomen.org. We thank you so much, and we look forward to being with you next week. God bless you all. Take care now. Bye-bye.